Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And in the studio, we have a special guest right now. Ashley has joined us from Tiki Toss.
Hello, hello.
How are you, Ashley?
I'm good.
Now, I got to say, you know, we've talked about this Tiki Toss game many times in the past on the show. We've taken it out to our broadcasts, whether it's for the Beneath the Sea show coming up here in New Jersey in a couple weeks or what. I mean, we were always having a great time with the game, and the divers love it. Whether they're at the Caribbean, you know, resort, swinging that little string and with the metal ring on it and trying to get it on the hook. I mean, this game, Tiki Toss, kind of takes it to a whole new level.
Yeah.
Especially the four-way. I love the little tabletop four-way.
The tabletop. Anyone can play, and it's a great competition because you get four people at once.
Yeah.
And you could do it with the kids. I think I saw in some of your pictures from your last event that you actually had... I think it was Boy Scouts playing it or someone.
Yeah.
So you get Boy Scouts and then
they might have been little people. I don't know.
Everyone.
It was in Las Vegas. And it could have been anyone.
I mean, Vegas. And then it turns into a drinking game, too. So it's everything. It's for the kids. It's for the adults. Mm-hmm. So it's a great game.
But you set it right up on the table and you got this four station way to play against people. Or you can do what I did at the Dima show in Vegas. I actually went around to all four and timed myself, and I did it in 25 seconds.
Oh my gosh, I think that's a new record.
Is it?
I think
nobody could beat me in Vegas.
Yes, I'll actually have to like give you a little certificate or something to say like congratulations.
Well, I did it once and haven't been able to repeat that magic again.
I'll make sure that I time people next time to see what the time is to beat then after you.
Well, I think it was lubricated with like mermaid rum or something that kind of calmed my nerves.
Exactly.
And I was able to get that little ring on the hook four times in 25 seconds.
When you add rum, it kind of makes it more difficult for me. I'm not someone who plays it. And then the more I have, the better I get. I actually get pretty much worse because I don't pay attention after that. I'm just having a great time.
Well, that's the way you should do it.
That's
you don't
the theme
want to
of
care.
Tiki Toss.
As soon as you don't care is when you'll actually get it on the ring.
Exactly.
If you care, you'll drive yourself insane.
The best is when you actually try to ring it around the hook and you're not watching and you can hear it make it. And everyone's like, oh, you weren't even watching. And I was like, I do it all the time.
Exactly. She knows the routine.
Yes,
she knows how to play
exactly.
it up well. Now, you are going to be out and about this coming weekend.
Yes.
Or next weekend, I should say, out on the west coast of Florida, down in Clearwater, right?
Yes. March 25th and 26th, I'll be out on Gulfview Road Boulevard. Boulevard, I think I said that right.
Now, we are going to be up there at the Beneath the Sea show, but you are going to be basking in the sun.
Yes.
Smack dab in the middle of spring break with your friend, Tara.
Yes, from
Surfstyle. And Tara, from Surfstyle, she's on the phone with us. Tara, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Thank you.
Good, good. Now, I know you're excited, too, because not only I assume you are an expert at Tiki Toss, you guys are actually one of the locations where you can pick up this cool game if you're traveling, this or next weekend to the west coast of Florida or any of the surf style stores around Florida and beyond. Am I right?
Yes, actually, Tiki Toss is a new product for us that we're rolling out into all of our flagship locations, and we're very, very excited. It's a really, as you know, fun game, and it caters to all ages, which we like to think our stores do as well. So it's really the perfect product, and it's spring break right now, so it's a great time to do this event, and, you know, tons of people are going to be at the beach, and it'll be fun product
Absolutely.
To introduce everyone to.
You know, it'll be way more respectable than one of these wet t-shirt contests or whatever the kids are doing these days during spring break. This is more wholesome kind of fun.
Yes.
And and it's something they could take home if they're visiting the area, you know, on vacation.
Yes. It's great for all ages. And the best people who do it are honestly kids like 9 and up.
Yeah.
I get these little kids coming and playing it and they just nail it. They get that ring right on the hook and I walk away because I'm like so disappointed in myself that I have been working with them for so long and it still takes me a couple tries. But these kids that shop at Surf Style, they can get it within seconds and it's not fair sometimes.
Well, that's why they have, you guys have like a sister liquor store next to Surf Style there in Clearwater that the adults can go get?
Yeah, we do. So for all the kids, you know, playing Tiki Toss, the parents can head over to our new liquor store across the street called Island Liquor. We have a few Surf Style locations in Clearwater Beach, but this will be at our flagship store, which is at 315 South Gulfview Boulevard, directly on Beachwalk. So we're across the street. You could see the ocean from our store.
Nice.
And we cater to all ages. We pretty much have everything for the ultimate beach vacation, from jewelry to souvenirs, swimwear, accessories, footwear, anything you can think of for any age we carry. So, you know, Tiki Toss is awesome because you can really enjoy it instead of so easily while you're on vacation, but it's something fun you can take home with you too.
Absolutely. Take a bit of a spring break or the beach back home with you.
Yeah. I mean, people coming out to scuba dive, that's a big thing. Is I'm originally from up north and from Wisconsin.
Mm-hmm.
And when we would go on scuba vacations, we would scuba dive, but we'd want to take something back with us besides the crazy gear that's crazy heavy. We wanted to take a little bit so we can have a little bit of paradise with us. And so that's what Tiki Toss is. It's taking that paradise home with you.
Yeah, a lot of people wonder what we do during our commercial breaks here at Scuba Radio, and as Ashley can plainly we have a couple of the Tiki Toss games set up in here so the guys can just work on their skills when it comes to
getting
that.
Yes, an empty liquor bottle, so great times happen.
Sometimes
here.
They go hand in hand, absolutely. But, it's a cool little souvenir and a fun little thing to add to your man or woman cave.
Exactly.
Back at the house. So, good stuff. Now, this event you guys are doing, you're joining forces this weekend to do what exactly, Ashley?
So, we're pretty much going to have a huge premiere weekend. We're not the only vendors who are coming out to Surf Style and showing off our product. Havaianas is also coming out, and what they are,
those are refried beans.
Close. They're originally from Brazil. So what they are is they're a flip flop company. They actually made over 200 million flip flops just in Brazil in their company history. So there's a lot of flip flops going around. They're a great company because they're a lower price point. They're not going to be something crazy. They do have some custom made flip flops, but the ones that you buy, the ones that you want at the beach, they're good because they're around $18. And they're great because at Surf Style, they really reach out to a demographic of it being men, women, children, pretty much any age. And that's exactly what they do. So if you come out to our event, you could be winning some Tiki Toss boards.
Sweet.
You can have some free flip flops with Havaianas. That's if you're able to ring the hook with Tiki Toss.
Ah, that's going to be one of the prizes.
Yes, yes.
And these are very stylish. She's wearing a pair today.
Yes, yes.
You get a very nice looking feet.
Thank you.
I feel weird saying that out loud, but whatever.
No, you're good. So I'm going from appointment to appointment today, and I'm dressed up in my business wear, but when I'm taking off my heels, I put on flip-flops, and they're my choice flip-flop, because when I'm in the car, I don't want to be wearing heels. I want to be wearing something comfortable, so that's exactly what I put on. And they're amazing, and like I said, they're based out of Brazil, but they're a great company. They're super expanding here in the U.S. They're actually giving us a bunch of inflatables to give away. You'll see all these crazy inflatable flip-flops on the beach.
Wait, inflatable flip-flops?
Yes. So
For displays.
For displays.
Not to wear.
Not to wear.
Oh, that'd be kind of cool.
But you will be able, I mean, if you want to. You could probably try surfing with them, honestly.
Yeah.
So to each their own. Mm-hmm. You could come out if you want to try this.
I'm going to be up in Jersey for a big dive show.
Oh, gosh,
show.
Yes,
gonna
yes.
You're going to be battling the weather.
That.
You guys are going to be hanging.
I'll save one for you.
Okay.
So you can show me how it works if you want to try to surf on this flip-flop.
Oh, okay. Don't you have to do it in pairs? I would think you'd have to need...
No, you can bring your wife. That'd be funny. Maybe Tara will join you.
Okay. That sounds like a plan.
I'm down.
All right. She's down. All right.
Yeah,
so that's going on.
They're the best flip-flop. I live in them, especially in Florida. I think everyone I know, all ages, again, it's such a good quality, well-made flip-flop, and the price range is affordable.
You got to have the right tools to enjoy, you know, spring break in Florida, especially in Clearwater. So that's next Saturday and Sunday on Clearwater Beach, Surf Style. You go to surfstyle.com, get more information, and you guys will be there all throughout the day, Saturday and Sunday.
We will be. And then the last prize that you could win that weekend is some tribe tats. So you'll see guys and girls walking around. It'll be really cool because they'll have all these metallic tattoos on them, and everyone can have a drink, get some free Tiki Toss koozies, and have a great time with Surf Style.
Excellent. And of course, you can go to tikitoss.com to get more information about the game.
Of course, play tikitoss.com.
Ashley, Tara, thank you guys so much.
Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure.
And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at exploreventures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Divers in the Know dive with Dan. Divers Alert Network. DAN is the industry's largest association dedicated to scuba diving safety and has served divers for over 30 years. DAN provides emergency assistance, medical information, educational opportunities, trip insurance, and more. Whether you're just learning scuba or a veteran, a DAN membership just makes good sense. Sign up and take advantage of the many benefits DAN offers by going to dan.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Hi, this is Charlene, a.k.a. Champagne, coming to you live from the Spice Island of Grenada. I've also been crowned the Scuba Radio Mermaid for 2010. You're listening to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. And now here's my good buddy who never touched my tail in Grenada or anywhere on the planet, Greg the Dive Master on Scuba Radio.
Sexy.
They may call them bathing suits, but those bikinis aren't big enough to patch a roach burn in my jeans. La 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 la.
Okay. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, CJ and Bubble Boy in the studio. Also, Casey, Jerry the Diver Guy, and Eric Douglas connected via the web. All right, so...
Can I just say one thing? Since you just played that?
No, I don't believe you can.
Yowza, bowza, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. All right, I'm glad you got
that. Is that from his
chest.
Song that I missed?
I had to get that
I don't
out
know
of my
what
system.
That was.
I understand
that was,
it's lucky I missed it.
That was that crazy
not
DJ.
Sure what the heck that was. Look, We have been doing a little traveling. We were down in the Keys a couple weeks ago. CJ and I did my first ocean water dive, open water dive, or ocean
return
water.
Return to the sea.
Exactly.
How
return.
Did that go, Greg?
Oh, it went great.
You didn't tell me.
Well, you should have listened to the show. You would have heard all about it.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm trying to work here.
Busted. Yeah,
he's a tobacco hide. He's smoking his sticks. So I can't blame him. But we were down there, and we're having a good old time, and... you know, we were staying at the Guy Harvey Outpost where they filmed this TV show, Bloodline. CJ has seen a couple episodes. I haven't seen it yet, but evidently Bubble Boy went on a mission, and you binged watched seasons 1 and 2. Is that what happened?
Yeah, sure did. And then it was probably one of the best shows I've ever seen.
Really?
We're fans. We're super fans. Huge fans.
After watching, I was like, man, why didn't I go with Greg and CJ down there? I feel like such a dumbass now.
Well, then nothing's changed there. But what?
Stop. Stop the abuse.
Okay. But what is the, I mean, how many seasons are there?
There's two seasons.
There's two on Netflix.
Yeah. Okay.
I think it was 2015, 2016. I don't know if they're going to do it. Third.
Yeah.
Did they leave it open-ended?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, all don't right. tell me because I haven't seen
it. No spoilers. No spoilers. Okay. Well, there we go.
So, I'm only on, like, episode 9, I think. Yeah. I'm right at the end of the first season.
Watching that. Yeah. So CJ and Bubble Boy both give it Bloodline 2 fins up.
Absolutely.
And I have heard good things. So
great acting.
Usually, I'd totally ignore their recommendations. But being that I've heard it from other people too, I will give it a spin. So so that's one thing happening in the Keys. There's some other research that came across my desk this week that originates out of Key Largo, actually, that talks about how your yoga pants may be contributing to ocean pollution. Yeah,
so, I don't wear yoga pants.
What's that?
I don't wear yoga pants.
I was talking to Bubble Boy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you should.
Yeah. Well, no, you shouldn't.
Nobody wants to see that.
According to the researchers, you should not be wearing yoga pants because of the plastics, the nanoplastics or something, or microplastics in these garments. You know, we're talking about like all that nylon type
of
rash guard
stuff.
It's
not just cotton, yeah.
Yeah. If you wear that, that stuff comes off and gets into the ocean water column or something.
The last time I wore yoga pants, my girlfriend said, "Look, my ass looked like an elephant trying to rob a liquor store."
Well, okay. And that doesn't lead up to the next suggestion I was going to give, but I was going to say, hey, you could use this as an excuse to dive naked. You know, join the buff divers and save the planet.
I'm not sure which would be scarier, yoga pants or you naked in the ocean.
Yeah, that's going to be a close battle for sure. Well, yeah, what do you think, Jerry? Would you...
I don't want to think right now.
Be like those.
If we all went naked at once, we'd look like a pod of beluga whales.
Yes, yeah, okay, you just stop that.
It would look like those garden eels.
Well, those garden eels, what do you mean?
Pop out and then hide.
Is that what they do?
Those thumb-sized garden eels.
Okay. Let's not.
Isn't
talk.
That what they're called? Garden eels.
Yeah.
Don't go there.
Yeah, they're kind of small. They can be small. I don't know. They can be. The garden eels in Hawaii are
I'm
huge.
I'm talking about sea life.
Yeah, of course
Get your
we
mind
are.
Out of the gutter.
All right, you're having a lot of fun with the megaphone today, aren't
I
you,
am.
CJ? Look out, Curly Johnson is on the ground.
Is that megaphone going to accompany you to beneath the sea?
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Why don't you check yourself in the Sea Caucus?
Yeah, we're going to bring the official Scuba Radio megaphone that Casey provided us. So you can blame him when I start annoying everybody around
us.
It's
just sitting right here.
Yes.
It's arm's reach.
Yep.
Well, I left it for him to play with on purpose.
Yes. Well, that's what she said.
Thank you.
Or on purpose. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay. Just quit it, you two. All right. But I don't know. What do you think about that? Should we start or stop wearing rash guards? I'm not willing to do that just yet. I'm not sold.
Rash guard.
Keep wearing it. Just don't throw it away. So then it never ends up in the trash.
Well, no. Evidently, the research was saying is like it just when you wash these
things. Oh, I thought it was like garbage, like when you're done with
no.
it. No. Oh, while you're wearing it.
Well, what is happening?
Is this yoga pants like surfing shorts?
Yeah. Yeah, who was that who chimed in? Was that Jerry in the background?
I said, no, I said, was that yoga pants, like, you know, tight surfing shorts?
Oh, now I know what's going on.
He's in a shop.
Yeah, Casey's at the tobacco hut, and when he's chiming in, I'm hearing talking in the back. It's Gus and the guy smoking
sticks.
He needs
an on-air light.
Yeah, it's Gus. He won't shut up.
Okay, that's okay. Now that I know, I'm just like, where's that coming from? What, I'm hearing voices. Which is really
all in your head.
Yeah, it's not out of the ordinary.
See,
usually.
Gus is like my drunken sailor to you. I can blame anything on him.
Okay,
he's
understandable.
Fine. As long as I give him another stick, he's happy.
Right.
30 minutes.
Okay, just quiet. No, the thing is about this this study, supposedly, this researcher says that when you wash these garments, these microfibers come off in the wash and then eventually flush down to the ocean.
Like futuristic lint.
Yeah. It is, like really tiny plastic lint. The plastic, yes, nanoplastic is what it, you know, sheds off of your, these clothing, you know, things, these yoga pants and rash guard type things and create something in there.
Well, so it would just be our luck. The plastic wouldn't float off and form something cool, like an underwater city.
Wow, now you're thinking.
It would.
Like an idiot.
You see, Greg, our good friend Elisa, the yoga instructor dive girl down there in South Florida.
Yeah, that's right.
I've advised her, you know, because she's out there on the paddleboard doing yoga. I'm like, please, just remove your pants. You're polluting the environment.
And what happened?
I can't really say over the air.
Yeah. Well, she smacked you upside the head with
just
her
trying
paddleboard.
Trying to be green.
Hey, I have a news alert.
Okay, well, hold that thought, and we'll get to it after the break.
What sort of alert is that?
What? I don't know. I don't know what he just said.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. All right, so don't wear yoga pants while you're diving. What?
Turn our mics on.
I'm thinking I shouldn't. I'm just
singing.
I know what's happening during the commercial break. You're supposed to take off your yoga pants before you go diving. You're welcome to wear them in the
studio. It's mostly directed. I don't want to be sexist, but it's mostly directed at ladies, right?
Yeah.
What dudes wear yoga pants?
Well, you and see Bubble Boy. Okay. Well, no, rash. It would apply to rash guards and stuff, too, though. I mean, it's the same material.
I just got mine, so.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah. I got a brand new one.
I never light up a stick without my yoga pants on.
Well, there you go, as you shouldn't. I mean, it's a safety barrier, right? So, anyway, but that's what the scientist down in the Keys says. Now, there are some other developments in the scientific world, supposedly, that they're learning to make better glue from shellfish. Because shellfish, when it comes to making, you know, glue, water has a tendency to degrade it where it won't work underwater. But shellfish manage to be able to stick to stuff, like rocks and stuff, and stay anchored. So, scientists are learning to harness that... You know, I don't know, skill or goo or whatever slimy mess that keeps them stuck to the rocks.
Well, you know, I did learn something, Greg.
You did? What?
When narrating Eric Douglas's latest book.
Okay. What was that?
One of the chapters, they're rebuilding the reefs. So they have an underwater, they have a special epoxy that'll connect the living reef to like a substructure and let it regrow it.
Okay. Well, Eric, do you think they got that from shellfish, or do you have any idea? Did you get that far?
Eric has left the building.
Oh, Eric split. Oh, he wised up and got the hell out of Dodge.
I haven't heard from him for like half an hour.
I think that Bubble Boy scared him.
About the yoga pants?
I tend to do that,
Or what?
I think they got that from his third book.
About his... okay, they might have got it from his third book. Maybe the scientist got it from Eric's...
I think Eric bases his stuff on...
scientific fact.
Yeah, reality.
Yeah, I think he did. So you're saying that he's probably aware of that. They use that when they're creating the coral trees. Makes sense. All right, more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Can I help you, boys?
I want to return a fish.
Damn it!
What?
That's the 9th return I've had this week. What's wrong with it? Oh, let me guess. It killed a bunch of people, right?
Yeah, dude.
Damn it. It's just like all the other returns.
Joy to the fishes and the people. Joy to you and me.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. CJ and Bubble Boy are in the studio with me. Casey and Jerry the Diver Guy connected via the web. And now we go live off the coast of Isla Mirada, our Tavernier area, with our good friend Captain Slate, who has a special guest on his boat today. That would be the dive god, Mr. Neil Watson. Neil, are you with us? Come in, Neil.
I am. I'm with you, my friend. All yes, right. I'm out. Captain Slate is just hooking up for the third dive of the afternoon.
Very nice.
Absolutely beautiful out here. The visibility is truly amazing. I mean, it's as good as the Bahamas anywhere. You know?
Well, how about that?
So I have the pleasure of having my granddaughter out diving with me today.
Excellent.
The beautiful Kayla Watson.
Oh, Kayla is with you. We'll tell Kayla that, said I. It's been a long time since I've seen Kayla. So.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. She looks a lot better in a bathing suit than me.
Well, okay. She's not wearing yoga pants, though. Or you're not wearing yoga.
No.
Okay.
No.
Well, that's another story. We want to leave for later
that's
on.
That's another story.
Yes. So, but what's the water temp today? Because when I was down there a few weeks ago, it was still a bit chilly. Has it warmed up at all? Or?
It's a little cool, yeah. It's still mid-70s, which
is a little nipply.
10 degrees cooler than I like it.
Yeah, okay. So you're acting as a bubble watcher, I hear. You're not in the water yourself.
Well, Slate and I decided that we needed to burn a Cuban cigar while the divers were down.
Ah, there we go. All right. See, they're following Casey's lead. That makes sense.
So you guys are
letting the kids play while you watch them from the top and take part in a stick or two, I guess.
Exactly.
All right.
Exactly.
Yeah, so, but I thought I saw, who was it in the studio who saw a post about lobster? Who was that? Was that you, CJ?
C.
Yeah, are you guys grabbing lobsters? Are you out of the park or something down there? Or did I see something on Facebook?
No, Blake's got his other boat out.
Okay.
They're doing some hunting. Yeah, they're out of the park.
So you guys are just making bubbles down there, and she's.
Yeah, we're just making bubbles. Yeah, we were down Paradise Reef, and you know where Slate's big monster eel is at. Of course, he came out and entertained everybody.
Uh-huh.
But here, enough about me. Here's Slate.
All right,
off the engine. Hang on.
Let's talk to him. Excellent, Captain
Scuba
Slate.
Radio.
There he is. How are you, Captain Slate?
Hey, I'm good, man. It was a crazy monologue you did there, buddy boy. I don't know how you caught all that up.
Well, I'll tell you what. We got to keep that under our hats for right now. We're saving that for our 20-year anniversary, so don't say anything else. But Captain Slate and Neil Watson are part of a thing that we have put together for our 20-year anniversary that's going to be quite special. But we'll see you. We're going to be doing this together next week at Beneath the Sea. You'll be up there too, right? In New Jersey?
Absolutely. Me and the Neilster will be there with you.
Absolutely. Okay, so how has business been down in the Keys, though, since we were down there? Did we ruin it for you, or have you had more people show up?
Yeah, you started it, buddy. It's spring break broke about 3 weeks ago, and we're just running every day. Getting tired. I've got to dive tomorrow with a group of 22 and do a creature feature. I can't wait.
Well, there you go. You definitely got to mark that off your list. If you've never done that as a diver, you need to go down and see Captain Slate do his creature feature thing. But you're on the site today, but you're not doing a feeding. And they still see the eels pop out and that kind of thing?
Oh, yeah, the eels swim out there friendly, and they, of course, don't bother anybody. You can actually pet them if you're smart enough and careful.
Wow.
We tell everybody not to,
right,
because they do have a mouthful of teeth.
Sure. I'd leave that to the professionals if I were you. But, cool.
Yeah, I did a wedding, yeah.
Yeah, well, I look forward to seeing you next week in New Jersey. You guys got great conditions today, though, it sounds like. And some training or checkout dives? Is that what, are you doing the teaching, too, or what?
We're actually, we got doing all of the above, but we're doing our treasure dive with Carl Fismer and Bradley Williamson. They call both the treasure divers, and they do a treasure class on shore, and then we come out here and we're diving the wreck of the Infante, the 1722 or 33 fleet, and we just go the anchor off the El Capitan. Beautiful historical dive stuff out here.
Well, so Fizz is on the boat with you right now too?
No, Bradley came today. Fizz is coming tomorrow.
I see. Okay. Well, you tell Fizz we said hi.
I will.
That's been one of the trips I've wanted to do. So you have a fairly good group out there today, or just a few people, or what? Yeah, what are you doing?
We got a few. We got, I think, 12 on the boat. And they're out there diving, getting ready to jump in and dive the hull, which is still beautiful and intact, of the Infante, which, of course, went aground with 22 ships in 1733.
All right. Well, there you go. Well, it sounds like the wind's picking up a little bit, so I'll let you guys enjoy your stogie, and we'll be in touch, my friend, okay?
All right, brother.
There you go. Captain Slate and the dive god, Neil Watson, together. Boy, is that dangerous. Man. But sounds like the conditions are pretty nice to be out on a boat down in the Florida Keys today. I feel
always
very
good.
Envious right now. But, you know, what are you going to do? Well, next time. Yeah, when we got down there, the seas weren't quite as calm as they sound like they might be today. So we had a little bit rough seas, did a little fish feeding on our own without the help of Captain Slate, if you know what I mean. And the water was way too cold for me. You know, I lost my insulation since open heart surgery, so I'm easily chilled. Shaken but stirred. I don't know. Yeah, there's something there. But anyway, yeah, that's kind of cool. I didn't know Captain Carl Fismer's dive was this weekend. We've talked about that in the past on the show, where he's taking people out on a treasure hunt. Would you guys want to do that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jerry, what do you think? Have you wanted to do that dive?
Go out on it.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Spanish treasure hunt? That would be pretty sweet. You know, and Captain Carl Fismer.
Keep all the gold?
No. It would definitely go to me if anybody was allowed to keep it. But I think there's rules.
I'll split it with you, half.
Nah. It all goes to me. I don't think I get any either. I think, you know, there's the way the state has it set up now and the feds have it set up, it's really impossible for these treasure hunters to make any money anymore. It's kind of blows. But you can still find something. And it probably goes to Carl. I don't know how it works, but he's pretty generous. He's given me treasure over the years. I have some sunken treasure from the Atosha. He gave me.
Hide it, then go to a pawn shop.
No, I didn't do that. I said, this
That's
thing.
What you should do.
No. When I found this thing and I stuck it on a chain or put it around my neck, you know, and I said, hey, I found this on a wreck of a Spanish galleon, even though, you know, I. Basically, it was given to me. But that didn't keep you from lying to impress your friends.
Disco duck. No good.
You lost me.
Two disco.
Two disco? What do you mean?
No. Not with a necklace.
Did I mention that CJ and Bubble Boy are drinking Cuban rum? They didn't get their hands on the cigars yet, but that's coming. But I think they are getting slowly.
The rum is flowing.
Yes. So,
they better save some of the Cuban cigars for BTS.
Well, yeah. They got a little dried out.
Did they?
So we're going to have to restock.
Yeah.
But there are some premier cigar shops in New York City, don't worry.
Well, Casey knows people.
But even if that's great, but even if we didn't.
Are you just trying to come up with a viable excuse not to give up any of your cigars?
No, honestly, they are kind of. They were kind of dried out.
Why did you let them dry out?
They were here in the studio for like 2 weeks before I could get them in my humidor.
Okay, is that
without any kind of?
You can put the megaphone down now.
I don't think he can. It's an addiction.
It sounds cool though.
He sounds more authoritative with the megaphone.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I would admit
they're
that.
You're more apt to listen to me. I've done studies. You will obey my every command.
Okay. All right.
14 minutes.
But I thought we had, I got a whole bunch of new cigars. Yeah.
Those may be okay.
Okay, but yours hasn't been
home.
Well,
you better peck those.
Yeah, you got to remind me, CJ.
Too late
now. CJ Bubble Boy.
Too late now.
Too late.
I will send you a text.
Too late now.
It's not too late. We're going up next week. We haven't left yet. Why is it too late?
It's too late.
I'm just looking at CJ, and I can tell that he's like, don't ask me any questions.
I'll put him on the spot.
To me. I'm trying to drink.
Oh, boy. If that's not an endorsement for Cuban rum, I don't know what is.
Can you hear this?
I do. I hear that. Okay, just be careful. Yeah, you know, this is what you can do on your surface interval. When you travel the world, you pick up a few
little souvenirs.
Do not
try this at home. We are trained professionals.
Yeah, true. So true. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Do you have a compelling story of what inspired you to become a PADI diver or PADI professional? Has your PADI certification changed your life, relationship, or career in some unique way? The Professional Association of Diving Instructors wants to share your story to inspire others to start, keep, or teach diving. For more information, please visit PADI.com/my story. That's PADI.com/my story. And thanks for choosing PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
He's Greg the Dive Master.
How dare you defy your master?
The show is a disaster.
Total headbangers.
He's Greg the Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master. Dive Master.
Master's my friend.
I'm not.
That's
no fishies.
Oh, jeez. It kind of takes a weird turn at the end. But I do kind of like it going a little twisted way.
I just turn off the tape machine now.
Yes, that'd probably be a good plan. Scuba Radio's
epic ending.
Drunken Sailor's new song. Yeah, it's
classic.
It's different.
Instant classic.
Okay, if you say so. look, we got a lot of interesting things coming up. We're going to talk about BTS a little bit more here in just a bit. And once again, our show will be from Beneath the Sea. It actually, Beneath the Sea is next weekend, but 2 weeks from today, you will hear the show that we produce next weekend at the event, and which will also be our 20-year anniversary.
We will be on tape delay.
Yeah, that would be one way to say it. Sure. Thank you.
This show was filmed in front of a live studio audience.
Okay. Okay. You could say it that way, too. But we do have that coming up, and it's going to be fun on a lot of levels. We'll be celebrating our 20-year anniversary. Jerry the Diver Guy is going to be up there with us as well, and he was telling me actually at the commercial break that he will be celebrating 20 years of being a certified diver. You got certified in 97, is that right there, Jerry?
According to this e-card, it was September the 27th of 1997.
Okay, all right, so it'll be a little bit later, but still.
Close enough.
Still 20 years.
Still 20 years, absolutely. So it's going to be very special. We got some big plans, and I can't give out, you know, there's something I want to share with everybody listening right now about what will happen on this show, because when we were down in the Keys, something magical happened. And
it was very, very special.
It was, and it sparked an idea, and it just snowballed into a massive thing that I'm just not at liberty to share just yet, but hopefully next Saturday, or maybe we'll have to just wait that week. I don't know. We have a major announcement for the entire dive industry, and for the world, that matter, about the show and what we've been up to and stuff, and that I think, I'll be honored. At the bare minimum. I thought, you know, the fact that we've made it to 20 years is a feat in itself, but this kind of takes it to a whole new level, and you'll hear about it soon enough here on the big show.
Too much hype.
Too much. No, it wasn't
back
hype.
Back off about 30%.
I'm speaking from the heart, so let's just leave it at that, okay?
You're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. All right, so...
not that great.
A little tidbit, too. As far as diving, I didn't want to throw something out before we finish out the show today, because I got notice that they're opening up the Titanic as a new dive site. Who's in? You want to go dive the Titanic?
It's pretty deep, isn't it, Greg?
It's fairly deep. This would not be a recreational dive. It's far beyond the recreational dive
limits. I don't
think
I'm certified for that.
I think it's like a mile or so down.
It was a trick. It was a trick to see how we would react. And no. I am not certified for that dive.
Well, you would dive in their submarine. It's all about the Benjamins, my friend.
Oh, a submarine.
Yeah. It would be that still counts as a dive. They have evidently there's a company
more like a ride
that is opening up the Titanic as a new attraction to go dive. And it takes a week, because you got to go out on this vessel, this yacht or whatever they take the folks out on, and then as part of the thing, you go down in the submarine and tour the Titanic.
And look at all the skeletons?
I don't know if you see many of those, but you'll see the ship, and you know, all it takes is a credit card payment of about $105,000. But that's for a whole week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Why didn't you say so?
Yeah.
It's just chump change.
Right. So I'm thinking that you guys pull your money together and send me to the Titanic for as a gift for my 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio. What do you think?
Oh, sure.
Okay. Bubble Boy says
checks
yes.
Checks in the mail.
All right. But if you guys, let's say you had that kind of money laying around. You found it, like, you know, in the cracks of your couch or something. You was able to, like, oh, yeah, I got that.
I'm glad you said couch.
Would you go? Would you do it? Would you want to mark that one off the list if money were not an object?
You
know what, though? You could get a couple of really kick-ass liveaboards for that kind of money, like several.
Okay, trips. So you're saying
so I'd probably put that into some other places around the world on some liveaboards.
All right, so you wouldn't be willing to throw that up.
But if I'd already done all that other stuff and there was nothing else left to do, then I probably would.
Yeah.
It depends, Greg. What kind of air mixture do you have to have in a dive that deep?
That's up to the submarine guys.
If they make it Heliox, then I'll go.
What, so you can talk to like a little munchkin or
That's
something
exactly
when you're down
right.
there? Yeah. I mean, actually, I think you would. I think they probably will make you talk like a munchkin. So that's worth at least I don't know, $75,000
for
right
that
there.
Reason, I'm out.
Oh, you're not a fan of that, are you, CJ?
Yeah, I don't want to sound like a munchkin.
You don't want to do that.
It's bad for business.
That's true.
Unless I'm auditioning for Mickey Mouse.
Well, if you're...
In which case, Disney, call me.
Well, you're doing the audiobook for The Wizard of Oz. Maybe a new upgraded
like the
version.
The Mother Munchkins?
Yeah. We belong to the
Lollipop Guild.
Yeah, you don't even need it, do you? Okay, well, just a thought, I guess. And on that note, we'll have to wrap things up. But remember, you know, we have 2 weeks from today, 20-year anniversary of Scuba Radio, special recorded show that will air next Saturday, that we have some special guests lined up that you're going to want to catch. But 2 weeks from today, big, big show. You will not want to miss it. It's an honor to make 20 years, and boy, we're going to pull out all the stops for you and do our best. All right, and on that note, we'll end it. Till next time, remember, it's always better
down
where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.